Welcome to Kellyanne Cares, a one-of-a-kind show created to motivate, stimulate, educate, and inspire you, personally and professionally. Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm an entrepreneur, patient advocate, content creator, and author. You may know me from the Everything is Messy book, brand, and podcast. But what you may not know is how hard I had to work to get me to where I am today, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason, and in this season, I'm more driven and extremely passionate about my purpose to help you save the time, money, and energy it takes to be happier and get healthier with your mind, body, business, and life. Tune in every week to hear raw, unfiltered conversations from myself and my incredible guests as we discuss trending topics, share stories of resilience, and chat about all things health, wealth, healing, and wellness. Whether you're here to listen, learn, or laugh, I promise to bring awareness and add more value to your day. Take this time to relax and recharge. Listen, life is short. Invest in yourself. Be loud. Be different. Be you. And most importantly, enjoy the ride. Buckle up, because today's podcast experience starts now. One more thing, sharing is caring. I would love your thoughts on today's episode. Head on over to Apple Podcasts to rate, review, and subscribe. I would truly appreciate it. Want to continue the conversation? Let's connect online. You can find me at KellyanneGorman.com and all my social links are in the show notes. Now let's get into today's show. Hello, hello. Welcome back to a brand new show. And you are listening to episode number 325 titled All the Things. So I went to Target yesterday to get a new notebook because usually every 6 months I need one. I go to open this new, I think I got like a blue sky, and it says All the Things on all the pages. I'm like, perfect title to today's episode. So last week I gave you a bunch of life updates and what was about to happen, and they happened. So now I'm here to give you the full rundown and tell you basically what I'm going to be doing this summer. So I ended up putting everything I own in storage. I tried so hard to sell a bunch of stuff and I only sold, I think, 3 or 4 items. And I'm like, that's okay. I was meant to keep these pieces. And then honestly, in the beginning, I really didn't want to sell this pantry and this bookshelf because I got those for my book. And I'm like, that's a like big piece of my chapter of that life, that journey of self-publishing my book during the pandemic and all of that. So I'm like, those were meant for me to keep. So that's what I did. So everything is in storage. Once again, I swear to my friends, I will never have another storage unit. And here we are. So never say never. Everything is in storage. I am currently in Las Vegas. It is hot. I'm in the car. The AC is on. And this is just the current situation. I'm about to go into this library that I've been working out of because it's actually, they pump the AC in there. But I'm loud and the rooms aren't soundproof. So I'm recording in the car. I'm going to go into the library, bang out all my end of month, prepare all new content for the beginning of this month, and just see where life takes me this summer. That's kind of where I'm at. I am a very high maintenance, but yet like minimalistic traveler. So I had to invest in another suitcase. I just put a TikTok up yesterday and showcased that a reel as well. And I just needed, my large suitcase had to become my suitcase for my products. And then I needed a suitcase for obviously the clothes and shoes. So we did a little upgrade situation. So now I have 2 suitcases, 3 Kiplings, and like 1 or 2 totes. Cause I have to have my coffee with me and my protein stuff and, you know, like all the things. So perfect title for today's episode. I was like, holy shit, I can't believe this is in this notebook. All the things. I say that all the time. And I'm like, today I'm going to fill you in on all the things. So that's what happened. Over the last week, I shed a lot of tears. It was very emotional. There's just like a lot of things up in the air in my life right now, and I'm just going with it for the first time. Like, fuck it. Let's just see what happens. There's a lot of cities I want to go to on the West Coast, like Portland and Seattle and all the way up to Northern California. Also hit up Miami and Boston and visit my clients. And so that's where I'm at. I put stuff in storage. I ended up keeping a lot of things. I upgraded my storage because as organized as I may be, I had way more than I thought I actually had. So rather than try to shove every last thing into a tiny storage unit, I just upgraded so I can actually like walk my body in case I do need something. There's post-it notes on the bins that are not clear, so I know what's in there. I did a pretty decent job organizing it. And when I get back to San Diego and get into my new place, I'm going to have like literally the easiest move. The storage unit was just up the hill and down the hill from where I was staying in San Diego. So it was like the easiest move. And I have a tiny little car, so I think I did like 8 or 9 trips. It wasn't that bad, to be honest. So everything's in storage. My body is in Las Vegas currently. I am going to be traveling over this summer, working with a bunch of brands, creating a bunch of content, and just living my damn life. So that's that, to be honest with you. I'm producing shows, I'm developing shows, I'm writing a lot of commercials, I'm doing a lot of content with brands. If you are interested in working together, go to KellyanneGorman.com, send me a message. But I'm just going to see where the summer takes me. It's hot as hell in Las Vegas right now, and I forgot to put my lotion on like 3 days in a row, so I'm very pink. My hair is very purple. There's a lot of changes happening, and I'm okay with it. And as long as I have the things that I need to run my business and like just feel calm and organized in my life, like that's really all I need. I'm with my friends and it's just going to be a good summer. So I am really feeling this pull towards patient advocacy lately. I've had a lot of people pop up in my life with these crazy patient advocate stories that I really want to showcase on the show. And another thing I want to do with this show over the summer is really take the time to research the over 200 guests that have pitched me to bring on. I want to share conversations that are going to help me make an impact in your life, whether it's that with your mind, your body, your business, and your life, like what this show is all about. June 10th is my birthday. That makes 6 years I've been working on this show. 6 fucking years. That's insane. Also, you know what? I'm going to keep that thing a secret. But I am just, you know, I'm really grateful for this podcasting journey. And a lot of people have actually been asking me lately, like, how did you start your podcast? And I tell them a story and they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, it just kind of worked that way. It's kind of crazy. If you don't know that story, scroll back to the very beginning of this episode. You can go through my malpractice journey, all of that. But I'm really going to take the time to focus on the research and reaching out to all the people that have been pitching me over, I'd say, the last like 6 months. Because I haven't had that time. So over the summer, I'm going to be taking that time to do that and really figuring out, like, do I want to focus hard on patient advocacy? Because I keep feeling this pull, but then I also am developing shows and writing a lot more. And I'm an entrepreneur. I can do a lot of things. I have contracts that I just got released from. So that's great because now I can work with way more brands. And I'm really excited about that because it's my favorite category, which is caffeine. So I am also going to be coaching a lot more of my clients. So if you're new here, I did release a on-demand summer coaching experience where you get me in your back pocket like all summer long. So you can check that out on KellyanneGorman.com as well. But I am literally living out of my luggage like I did for like over a decade, which is crazy. Life has like crazy ways of like making you realize certain things in life, which I'm going to do a whole new episode on. But right now I'm just, you know, focusing on what's on my plate. So I'm going to be creating content for a lot more brands. I needed a definite break from social media, which I'm sure that you noticed. I took about a week. I mean, it took me like 4 days to move my shit out of my apartment, like 4 days. And I don't even have furniture. So that was insane. I just have a lot of stuff. And I think I'm a minimalist and very organized. I'm like, how do I still have all this, like all this stuff? And I filled an entire car twice and dropped things off for a women's shelter. So that's like insane. But again, if you feel a pull towards something, you just got to follow it. If you feel like you need a break in life, just take one. If you feel like something is wrong and you shouldn't go down a certain path, then trust your gut, follow your instincts and do that, because that's what I'm doing. That it's the universe is trying to tell you something. If I need to move more towards patient advocacy and bring on those types of guests on the show, then maybe that's what I need to do, to continuously share more stories of patients that need to share their stories that in the long run will help more patients. And also open the eyes of doctors and attorneys and all the parties involved. You know, that's why I'm still working on this medical product. I had an appointment with an allergist a couple weeks ago. Oh my God, that's a total lie. It was last week. It felt like a few weeks ago. Oh my God, it was last week. Last week was so intense. I am not going to lie. And she was so thorough with all the questions. I'm like, can you please come on my podcast? Because I've never experienced this before in my life. Like, she was going back to asking me questions like from childhood. I'm like, what? I was so impressed. So I really want to have her on this show. So we're going to confirm that date, hopefully over the next couple of weeks. But I'm just like living my damn life and focusing on all the things. And that's it. I just wanted to share that. Next week, I do have a guest on. Actually, So I wanted to originally release this episode June 1st. So throughout the summer, I was releasing shows on Mondays, but I'm going to push them to Wednesdays. They were Wednesdays and Fridays for years. And every now and then I just like to switch shit up. I mean, why not? So next Monday, now I don't even have my planner in front of me. Let me actually grab it because I want to tell you when the shows are going to be live. So June 10th will be the 6-year anniversary, and that's my birthday. I'm going to be the big 4-4. So I'm in my planner. I was right. Okay. So on Wednesday, so next Wednesday is June 8th. I will have a new episode out with my friend Cheryl from Heal, Nourish, Grow. She'll be on the show. And then on Friday, my birthday, the 10th, you'll have a special episode, another solo one, episode 327. After that, I'm going to sprinkle in guests and solo shows. So we'll see what happens. If you have a product, brand, story, or service you want to share on the show, go to my website, send me a message, or you can find me online at Kellyanne Gorman Official on LinkedIn. I'd love to connect with you, but right now, that's all the things I need to catch you up on. I'm just living my damn life, figuring out what path I want to take next, and just taking a minute to do that. I don't do that. I don't take minutes. I don't take a breath. I don't take breaks. And I need one because I was so burnt out. And, you know, somebody that creates content online for a living, like, you just need a break from the damn internet. There's a lot of shit that's going on in the world that's really heavy. And so when you're online constantly trying to create stuff, when you see these alerts, like, it's really, really hard. And you want to, like, pray for everybody involved. And it's just, like, it's so sad seeing these things that are happening in this world right now. And then I'm an empath, so you take on all that energy as well. And then it's like, oh, I want to put out a happy episode and like promote something. Well, it's not appropriate really if you do things like that, I think, in my beliefs. And so I took a fucking break. And so if you need to do that, go ahead and do it. Don't think that you need anybody's permission. I didn't ask anybody. I just fucking did it. I usually like to let the world know online that like, hey, I'm taking a break, but sometimes you can't do that. And as somebody that's always talking about mental health and the importance of sharing your story, if you can, if you feel better doing that to help others, like go ahead and do that. I've been suffering from crazy anxiety lately. Not so much depression, but definitely PTSD because I'm in Vegas and that we all know that story. So I'm just, you know, trying to take more breaks and, you know, I was eating too many carbs. I'm like, let me get my shit together and get back on track. And sometimes you just need to relax and like just clock the hell out, you know, and that's what I'm doing. Keeping it real and raw and air conditioning is a must here. It's hot as hell. So this is where I'm recording my show. Sorry if it's like a little echoey, but the content of this and my story I wanted to share with you today is way more important than little background noises, you know? So in the meantime, until next week's episode, I will be writing commercials for my clients. I will be coaching them. I will be doing all the things, business, LinkedIn, and podcasting in that bubble of mine and figuring out some patient advocacy stuff so I can share with you because it's going to be pretty exciting. At the end of the day, I'm just here to help more people. So that's, if it's personally or professionally, I did a good job. If I'm helping one person listening to the show today, if that's you, go ahead and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Let me know how you feel about this like raw and real episode, or just hit me up on my DMs on Instagram, TikTok, wherever you follow me online. But that's it. I do have some promos running if you are interested in working together. They are available on my website. If you have a question about anything, we can always hop on a quick call. I love to make myself available for those, like the 15-minute call, so that I can like just answer some quick questions. I think that's it. I think that's all I have for you. Just short, sweet, to the point, following up on all the things. How cute is this notebook? Oh my God, I'm totally going to show you. I'll share this on Instagram today. Let me just... It says notes on the front. It's not Blue Sky. Yes, it is. Cupcakes and Cashmere. That's the collab with Blue Sky. It's black. It has flowers. It's not really something I would grab. And that's also something new I'm trying to do is like live out of my box. So yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. Let me know how I can help you, whether personally or professionally, or let me know what kind of content you're looking forward to over the summer on the show. If you want to be a guest, again, if you have a story, a product, a brand, a service, anything that you would like me to share for you in the 90-something countries that we're in right now, how crazy is that? Let me know. Shoot me a message. Contact me online. That's it. I'm going to do all my fun end-of-month paperwork. Actually, I do enjoy it. I'm a little bit behind on my workload, so I'm going to bang out all my work. I got a super delicious Dutch Bros coffee, which I'm obsessed with here in Las Vegas. I get, if you want to know my order, I feel like it's really important to share your coffee orders. I always get a medium cold brew with an extra shot of espresso, if you haven't noticed, sugar-free vanilla with almond milk, and I was getting a soft top with cinnamon nutmeg sprinkles. Excuse me, but I have hiccups. I need to stay away from the dairy and the sugar. So that was like a special treat. And I'm like, okay, I'm done with that. Like back to the normal order. And I'm drinking my unsweetened Trader Joe's green tea. And I got myself a little perfect bar. So I'm going to have a nice, healthy morning. Caffeinated, hydrated. I have my Sprouts electrolytes. I think I went with orange today or cherry lime. I don't even remember. And I'm going to go do my work and go live my best life. And that's what you should be doing too. If you need help trying to figure out how you do that, feel free to message me at any time. So that's all the things I needed to catch you up on. Until next week, I will talk to you then. Thanks so much for tuning in to Kellyanne Cares, a one-of-a-kind show created to motivate, stimulate, educate, and inspire you. And I hope that happened for you today. As I mentioned in the intro, I would love your feedback on today's episode. Head to Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or your favorite podcast app to leave a review for the show. I would truly appreciate it. For more information on myself, the show, my book, and the programs, products, and services I've created, visit KellyanneGorman.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter, join the podcast community, and check out the brands I'm currently loving. Let's continue today's conversation. You can connect with me on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Kellyanne Gorman Official. All my other social handles will be available for you in the show notes. If you have a product, brand, story, or service you would like to share on the show, send me a message on KellyanneGorman.com today. As always, thanks for listening, sharing, and reviewing. I wouldn't be here without you, and I'm so grateful I get to do what I love each and every day. Wishing you a happy, healthy, positive, and productive day, and I'll talk to you again soon.